from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The history of the Warriors is not something that you can tell without the name Al Addles. And we lost him yesterday at age 87. So rest in peace. Our thoughts with his family. And we're thrilled, as always, to bring on the River Islands guest line, the voice of the Dubs, Tim Roy, who we know knew Al very well. Tim, thank you for coming on. What does that man and that family mean to you?
Means just about everything. I mean, they're just tremendous people, you know, Al and Wilhelmina and Al Jr. They're just the kind of people you want to have as neighbors, as friends, and you know, they're not, you know, it's not a selfish family. It's a very unselfish family. You know, they give back. They have the Addles Center, and it's a hard day, but I'm trying to celebrate the day because, you know, when I first got to the Warriors, he was one of the first people that went out of his way to welcome me. You know, to make sure I felt welcomed. And you know, if you're a new announcer in a new city, nobody in the Bay Area really knew anything about me or who I was, and he was the one. He was still going on trips back then, and we would talk a little bit about Jazz on some of the flights, you know, if I could get him, he would tell me a story or two, and you know, if you can make a case that the NBA in Northern California is very successful in two different cities, in part because of Al Addles. Before the Kings moved to Sacramento, those people were Warrior fans, and Al Addles was the face of the franchise. And one, you know, and everybody had a good word or a story about Al, and you know, the success of the NBA in Northern California, you know, in a very large part goes to Al Addles.
What does it say about Al that he has been with an organization for 64 years, going with the team in the move, and then going in the front office and being a part of multiple different ownership groups?
It just says that there's no Warriors franchise without him. That he was the one guy, there was no question. You weren't going to fire him. You weren't going to move him on or hurt him off somewhere. He had to be part of the deal. You know, he was the, you know, before Steph Curry, he was the face of the franchise. You know, before the Warriors' dynastic run, when people talked about the Warriors, when Warrior fans got excited about the Warriors, they would talk about the 74-75 team, you know, coached by Al, you know, the huge win over, you know, Chicago in the Western Finals, and then sweeping the Bullets, and nobody thought they could do that. And that was the Warrior championship team for the longest of times. And Al was always right in the middle of it. Player, he came over from Philadelphia, one of the last links to the Philadelphia Warriors that's still alive. You know, he became a player coach. A player coach. What a concept, right? You know, and he told this great story to me about how Franklin Muley, the wonderful owner of the Warriors back then, called him up, and he had the idea. He wanted out to become player coach, and he says, Franklin put a pot of coffee on. He goes, I don't drink coffee, right? So you know, he says, think about it some more. And eventually, you know, Al agreed to do it on a temporary basis, and that started, you know, his career as Warriors head coach, and you know, was the rock of the franchise, moved into the executive branch of it. And again, I just can't say enough. Let me tell you this about Al. In travels, up even through this year, if I stop somewhere on the road and I run into Bernard King, I run into Larry Smith, I run into Purvis Short, I run into World Be Free, anybody, Hank McDowell, anybody that has had an association with Al, either played against him or coached by him, played with him, all said the same thing. Hey, give Al my best. Tell him we'll catch up soon. I'll give him a call and you know, just make sure you say hi to Al Addles for me. I mean, that shows you the type of respect that he had, you know, not only here in the Bay Area, but around the country.
Tim Roy with us here on Withered and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Tim, especially when an icon who's been around for a long time, when this happens, and, you know, we've got listeners who might be in their 20s or 30s, and they're like, I don't really know much about this person. I think you're sharing a lot of it here, but I also love to hear just like, what was it like to be in a room with him?
He just, you know, first of all, the voice. That voice, I don't know where that voice came from, but that voice he had, it just was deep, it was gravelly, and it caught your attention. If he yelled at you, you stood up and said, yes, sir. You know, I mean, it was, you know, he was certainly not a guy that I think his players wanted to be on the wrong side of. I mean, as a player, he was nicknamed the Destroyer. You know, he played out of a guard spot and was one of the toughest players ever to play in the NBA. That's why he got the nickname. You know, and I just think that, you know, he commanded the room if you were in the room. But he also had, even with that toughness that he had a sense of grace. He had a sense of humility. So that even if he was, like, in a player meeting, you know, he knew that players, respected players, and just had an affinity for the game. And he just knew how to treat people. He was a really nice man, a really nice, unselfish man. And I miss him already.
Yeah, Tim Roy here on 95.7 The Game. What sort of a role, formal or informal, has he played over the last 10-plus years, particularly in the Steph Curry era, to where he's been able to be just a solid role model for this new age of player here in Golden State?
Well, just, you know, just having him around was great. You know, just seeing him in the office or coming out to a practice as he did. You know, not so much in the last few years, but maybe at the beginning of Steph's run here. Just having him around and, you know, being just, you know, if you were a coach, you had to go over to him and say hi and you know, try to maybe glean some wisdom from him. I mean, just a rock. And again, until the Warriors start winning titles in this era, you know, he's the most beloved guy in franchise history. Everybody loved Al. And so it was just great to have him around. He was just a nice guy to have, a great resource for someone like me on the history of the Warriors franchise. Remember, we did a TV interview, he and I, and I got to find the footage of that. We went up in a suite at Oracle, and over an hour and a half, 2 hours worth of stuff. Just sat and talked about the history of the game and about, you know, players and his life. And it was just wonderful. I was just thrilled to be able to do that. And, you know, again, I think if you're a young listener right now, you know, research him, because there's no groundwork for Steph Curry and the Warriors without Al Addles solidifying the NBA and the franchise here.
Tim, I just read something, speaking of research, I just read something online, and I want to share just a wow moment with everybody. Apparently this is an NBA record. Al Addles has been on the Warriors payroll in one capacity or another for 62 years.
How about that?
The longest uninterrupted streak of any person with one team in league history.
Yeah, I'm the longest tenured Warrior announcer in history. This is my 30th year. Okay,
congrats.
And but think about that. He's been twice as long and then some. I mean, that's incredible.
That's crazy.
It's incredible.
62 years.
Right. He was longer tenured with the Warriors than I've been longer tenured on Earth.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's not even close, Tim.
No,
it's
no, it is.
Close. It's close. It's getting close all the time, sadly.
Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it's actually, I mean,
you just did something that I do twice a day, Tim. just kind of go, dibs.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Jeez.
I mean, just while we have you, Tim, and I...
By the way, we should also mention that Al was a great, great part of history in 74, 75. He and Casey Jones faced off in the NBA Finals. First time ever in American sports history that two African-American head coaches faced each other in a championship.
Yeah.
And that's you know, we talk about, we still have so much farther to go in our culture and everything, but that's a great moment.
Yeah, and just, I know you're a basketball historian, so can you just teach these young whippersnappers, like the two guys behind the glass, Grandy and Lucas, just about what that championship meant for the Golden State Warriors? Because this was not like, you know, Steph and KD, where they were expected to win. This has been seen as one of the biggest upsets in NBA Finals history, right?
Absolutely. They came out of nowhere. They had they won 48 games that year. Al Addles had this incredible idea that he was going to play a lot of players. He had young athletic players like Derek Dickey and George Johnson, and he had Rick Barry was the fulcrum there, and so he ran all these players in and out of the lineup. He had Phil Smith and Jamal Wilkes, and so they had a very deep team, and they would wear teams down. That's how they won. They would wear people down. In each of I think of the finals games, they fell behind, I think, by 10 points or more, I think, in all four games, and came back and won all four. And so this was a team that the Bay Area just fell in love with and probably should have went back and won a second title in 75-76, but lost in Game 7 to Phoenix, who went on to play the Boston Celtics. But because I think that year, I think you could make the case the Warriors were the best team in basketball. But you know, it was a magical time, you know, for the Warriors, because it gave the Bay Area a championship. And, you know, those weren't, you know, coming around like they have been in this era, right? So, you know, the Niners had yet to become the Niners, right? The Giants weren't winning World Series, and the Sharks weren't even around yet. So that was the Bay Area's championship team for a long time. And it helped. It helped solidify the Warriors and their fan base, the passionate fan base, and that's what's carried them on through the years.
Our guy Tim Roy, voice of the Dubs, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The homage to Al Addles, just absolutely unmatched and beautiful. Hey, while we've got you though, I would love to hear a thought or two on this off season, which has gone from Klay Thompson's departure to Lauri Markkanen rumors, to Paul George stuff, to Olympic gold, and now to this, where we'll probably have a little quiet and calm before this thing gets started. What do you think of the off season that's been?
I'm really curious. I think the definitely deeper, I think, in quality players, and I think it's a year where they're going to need Pajemski, Kuminga, and Moody, their younger players have to step up and be better. I think if they can, Melton and Anderson, I think, are quality pros that they have added. Buddy Hield can shoot the lights out. So they've got, I think, a nice collection here, and I'm really curious to see how it all fits. I think it's going to be a very exciting preseason to watch this and to see how the parts all work together. So I think it's exciting. you know, let's face it. I'm bummed that Clay's not around. I'm going to miss him. He's Clay. You know, he's just the unique NBA player that he is, unique person that he is. And but as we know in sports, all things come to pass, and you know, just be thankful we saw him for that long.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, and maybe the only thing more fun to watch of late was Steph Curry in the U.S. winning gold. What was your just impression? Where were you when you were watching the game? And it didn't look like that it was all for naught in the finals so much, but the semis, it was getting to be a little bit nervous there, Tim.
Yeah, the U.S. goes into these things now at a disadvantage. They're throwing together an all-star team that's been together for a month, and the other countries have players that at their core have been playing together for years. So it's been, but I think they came together at the right time. And I really thought, I was so happy for Steph. It's the one piece of his puzzle that had yet to be fulfilled. And not only did he get it, but he helped the team win it in a very big way. And, you know, they don't win against Serbia, you know, if he doesn't get off to a great start in that game. They don't win against France unless he takes the game over right at the end. So very, very happy for Steph. And again, we have to be ready if we want to keep winning golds, because the rest of the world is, they, you know, they're not coming. They've caught up now.
Tim Roy, always great to hear your voice, my friend, and condolences go out to the entire Warrior family, and that's you too.
I appreciate that, and on behalf of the Warriors organization, we have nothing but love for the Addles family, and we thank Al for just a wonderful career.
Tim, thanks, man.
All right.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.